بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد وعن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال بينما نحن عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم إذ طلع علينا رجل شديد بياض الثياب شديد سواد الشعر لا يرى عليه أثر السفر ولا يعرفه منا أحد حتى جلس إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأسند ركبتيه إلى ركبتيه ووضع كفيه على فخذيه وقال يا محمد أخبرني عن الإسلام قال الإسلام أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا قال صدقت فعجبنا له يسأله ويصدقه قال فأخبرني عن الإيمان. So as we discussed yesterday that Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam came in the form of a human and he came as a student to summarize the entire deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he comes, he sits right before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He joins his knees with the knees of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He places his palms upon his thighs and then he poses a question. First question he asks is, Ya Muhammad, akhbirni an al-Islam. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform me about Islam. The first question here is that he is taking the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Muhammad. Whereas it is more preferable that a person takes the title of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he's addressing him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like how it was the practice of Sahaba. And Allah Ta'ala also says in the Quran that لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم بعضا. The way you call each other, the way you call your friends, don't call Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the same manner. Meaning don't take his name, Muhammad. But the Bedouins, they used to take the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of ignorance. Out of ignorance they used to do it. How come Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam is doing the same? There are multiple answers given by the muhaddithin. One is that the mukallaf are the insan and the humans, not the angels. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is an angel. So this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to call Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam by his name is for humans, not for angels. And he is an angel. So it doesn't matter if he calls Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam by his name, Ya Muhammad. Some have mentioned that he has taken into consideration the deep meaning of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alladhi yuhmadu marratan ba'da marratin. That is the literal and the linguistic meaning of Muhammad. He's trying to encompass all the great qualities and attributes of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So deliberately this is why he's saying Ya Muhammad, Ya Muhammad. The third answer is that because he wanted to make his matter very confusing for the Sahaba, to capture their full attention and increase their curiosity that who this person is, so they listen very attentively the conversation between him and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why he's adopting a very unique method and he's saying Ya Muhammad. And there are multiple other answers too. However, he says Ya Muhammad, akhbirni anil Islam, inform me about Islam. This is the first question he asked. So what is Islam? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Islam is that you testify that there is no deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger. And you establish salah, you give zakat, you fast in the month of Ramadan, and you go and perform pilgrimage if it is within your capacity. In istata'ta ilayhi sabila. So these are five fundamental pillars of Islam. One is the shahadat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one worthy of worship besides, He's the only one worthy of worship. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger. So tawheed and risala. This is the main pillar. And then four a'mal, salah, zakat, hajj, and sawm in the month of Ramadan. So he mentioned all five pillars of Islam. What does it mean by a person who has the capacity to go and perform hajj, he should go and perform hajj? This is what he says at the end. وَتَحُجَّ الْبَيْتِ إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. If you have the means to go, then you should go and perform hajj. Different a'imma have come up with different explanation to this. According to Ahnaf, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, he deduces this from another hadith that this means the azad wa rahila. Azad wa rahila. Azad means provision that you can take, meaning you have sufficient money to take you from your local place to Makkah Mukarramah and all the surrounding places, and you come back, and also you have enough money to spend there as well. So if you have this much money, then Hajj becomes compulsory upon you. Do you have to perform that year, or can you perform any other year after it becomes compulsory? This is a lengthy discussion too. It's best to perform the very same year when Hajj becomes compulsory upon you, but due to some reason, due to illness, some other obstacle, you're not able to perform, try to perform Hajj as soon as possible. As soon as possible, because Hajj comes once a year, and a person doesn't know what's going to happen next year. So before he passes away, he needs to absolve himself from this obligation, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made compulsory upon him. So he should try to perform Hajj as soon as possible. So five pillars of Islam he has mentioned. This is what Islam is. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he answered, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam is saying, Sadaqta. He's saying, Sadaqta, you have spoken the truth. So the Sahaba are even more perplexed that this person is some ajeeb questioner. He's asking a question, and when the other person responded, now he's confirming the answer as well. Because confirming the answer means that he already knew. If he already knew, why is he asking the question? So the matter became even more confusing for the Sahaba. They started looking at each other. So they said, فَعَجِبْنَا لَهُ. We were even shocked even more for him. يَسْأَلُهُ وَيُصَدِّقُهُ. He's asking a question and he's confirming the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. Now he's going to ask the second and the third and fourth question, inshallah, which we'll discuss tomorrow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the correct understanding of the Iman. Alhamdulillah. 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 Alhamdulillah.